Honor your father and your... Wait, what is it?
Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
That means, like, obey them.
So obey your parents because they know what's best for you.
Then also, like, treat them right.
Doing, like, their ass, like, helping them.
Try and help them whenever they need it. And do the chores.
Clean our room.
Parents ask you to do something. You can do it with a happy heart.
Good morning, Northridge Church. I am really excited to be with you here today. We pray that this church feels like a family to you, that it feels like a place that you can call home, especially on this weekend where we are celebrating the families here at Northridge Church. My name is Mark Dudley. I am one of the Kidsmen teachers, and I get the awesome privilege and opportunity to teach your kids just about every week up in Kidsmen. And I mean, I have to admit, the stuff that's happening upstairs in Kidsmen is infinitely more exciting than what's going on down here. I should know, I've been both places, right? When I was a child, I was convinced of a couple of things. The first thing I was convinced of is that my parents had a list. And that list contained all of the things that they could ask me, all of the things that they could tell me to do the next day that would make my life as miserable as possible. And I was also convinced that every night they would sit down and they would talk with each other and they would figure out what one or two things they could bring into my life the next day to make my life difficult. Well, there was a couple of things that escaped my attention. The first thing was I was one of six children, and they had absolutely no energy to focus all of that on me. But the second thing that I failed to realize was this, that any tension, any friction or conflict that I had with my parents was due to my unwillingness to obey the fifth commandment rather than any list that they did not or did have. In fact, full disclosure, after 30 years of marriage to my wife is convinced that I have a list just like that for her. Nan, I do want to assure you that I may or may not have a list like that. All right. But we're going to be talking about the fifth commandment today as we're working our way through the Ten Commandments this summer. And we have something in Kidsmen that we call a bright idea. Now, this bright idea is a nugget of truth or a kernel of truth that we want to walk away with after our teaching time. And our bright idea for today is this, is that God calls us to honor our parents. So let's say that all together. You guys did a much better job than the service before here, so I'm really thankful for that. We actually don't have to repeat that. But even though that's a very, very simple sentence, there is something hidden in there that we need to call to mind, and that honoring our parents is not our parents' idea. It's God's idea. And because it's God's idea, we absolutely need to be working that into our lives with His strength and with His help. Okay, but before we get too far down the road here, we are going to have to work on our memory verse for this month. Every month in Kidsmen, we do have a memory verse so that we can get God's word into our minds and into our hearts so that when we're in situations where God wants us to go one way or another, we will have His word hidden so that we're more likely to do what God wants us to do. And our memory verse for this month is from Psalm chapter 18, verse 30a, and here's what it says. This God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. Let's say that together. This God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. Okay, so great. There is a couple of things that are going on in this verse that I do want to point out. The first thing is, you see that little A at the end of verse 30? That means that we're focusing on the first part of the verse, that there is stuff that comes after this, but thankfully we only have to memorize the first part. So that's what the A means. But also too, there's something in here that says the word of the Lord proves true. What does that mean? Well, if I was thinking about an example, if you were to come up to me and say, Mark, can you give me the time? I would look at my watch and I would give you the time. I don't have to look anywhere else. My watch has the true time. My watch proves true when I need to tell you the time. So my watch is a lot like God's word in that way. You see, there are questions that we always have about life, about situations, about ourselves, about God, about who Jesus is. The word of the Lord proves true. We don't have to go anywhere else for the answers to those questions. God's word is sufficient. Now, in order for us to memorize this verse, you can do a lot of different things. You can make up a song about the verse and sing that to yourself. You can have flashcards or just repeat it over and over and over again. But in Kidsmen, every month we have a video from our friend Kathleen, who has put some really great signs to this verse to give us a chance at actually memorizing it for the month. So please check out this video.
Hey, Northridge kids, let's learn this month's memory verse together. This month, we're going to be memorizing Psalm 18:30a. It says this, "This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true." Okay, let's learn some signs to help us out. The first sign is for God. We'll take our right hand, arc it up, and bring it right back down. For God. All right, let's try that with the verse. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. Psalm 18:30a. The second sign is for perfect. We're going to use our two hands with our first finger and our thumb together and put it up to the right. Perfect. Okay, let's try that with the verse. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. Psalm 18:30a. The third sign is for Lord. We'll make the L shape with our hands and we'll put our fingers like we are putting on our seatbelt. Lord. Let's try all three signs in the verse. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. Psalm 18:30a. Thanks so much for learning Psalm 18:30a with me. You did a great job. See you later.
I'll let her know that you love that. That's fantastic. Yeah, so if you see your children in their rooms kind of doing something like this, and they don't need to go to the hospital. They're just practicing their memory verse for that particular month. That is very helpful to me. Well, now that we're talking about the word of the Lord, we find the word of the Lord in the Bible. And when we're looking at the Bible, we see the Bible as a collection of books. You see, there are 66 different books in the Bible, and each one of those books are authored by a particular individual. Some have written more than one of those books. So the Bible is almost like a library. We have a library of books in the Bible. But even though there are 66 different books, the Bible tells one big story, and that's God's big story. You see, it talks about creation, how God created the world, and it was very good. It was perfect. And actually, we went through that last week in Kidsmen. We're starting again in Genesis chapter 1. But it wasn't long before Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and sin entered the world and ruined God's perfect creation. And that's what we call the fall, when sin was introduced into this world. But God didn't want to leave us suffering under the consequences of our sin. God sent his son, Jesus, to redeem us, to pay the price, to rescue us from the penalty, power, and presence of sin. And now that our redemption has been won, God is restoring the world back to where it was before sin entered it. And that's that whole period of restoration. And thanks be to God, when Jesus comes back, this world will be exactly the way God wanted it to be, exactly what he wants it to be. So even though we have this big Bible here, we got 66 different books, we're going to be focusing on the book of Exodus today. Now, Exodus is the second book in the Bible. It's in a section of the Old Testament called the Law. There's the first five books of the Old Testament is called the Law. And Exodus is a book that starts out with the people of Israel in slavery in Egypt. And God hears their cries, and he wants to lead them to the promised land. But before he can lead them to the promised land, there has to be an exodus. An exodus literally means a lot of people leaving. So Israel, as a nation, is going to leave the nation of Egypt in an exodus and on into freedom, and they're going to be making their way to the promised land. Now, they're walking through a wilderness or a desert, and on their way to the Promised Land, and that is where they receive the Ten Commandments. So we're going to pick up our story where Israel is encamped around Mount Sinai, and Moses is about to receive the Ten Commandments from God and give them to the nation of Israel. Check out this video.
When the Israelites were in the desert, God gave them a special set of rules called the Ten Commandments. The people were afraid to hear from God. So God spoke these commandments to Moses, and Moses told the people, "Do not put any other gods in place of me. Do not worship false gods. Do not misuse the name of God. Remember the Sabbath day. Honor your father and mother. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not tell lies about your neighbor. Do not want to have anything your neighbor owns." Then God wrote the commandments on two stone tablets and gave them to Moses. God told Moses that he must teach the people to obey the rules and do all that God had commanded. When the Israelites followed God's commandments, they would show the world they lived differently than all others and that they were God's chosen people.
The nation of Israel was thrilled beyond belief that God gave them the Ten Commandments. It's not like, oh good, now we got a bunch of rules that we can follow. No, God was speaking directly to them. He wasn't doing that with any other nation, and they knew that they had a privilege that God had extended to them. Well, we're going to be focusing on the fifth commandment today, and we find that fifth commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Here's what it says: "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Now, it's kind of interesting that God said, hey, listen, you're going to be living long in the land, in the promised land that I'm going to be giving you. And we might be thinking to ourselves, all right, well, we're not in the promised land. We're in the U.S. So does this command really apply to me at all? Well, first of all, we don't obey God just to get blessings. I mean, that's kind of nuts. We obey God because we love Him and we want to do things that are pleasing to Him. But also, too, what we find is that this commandment is repeated in the New Testament. In fact, there's this guy named Paul, and what Paul did was he traveled around the Roman Empire, around the known world, and what he did was he spread the gospel. And he told people about the fact that they needed to accept Christ as the forgiver of their sins and the leader of their life. Well, he wrote a letter to a church in a city called Ephesus. And Ephesus is nowhere near the promised land. And here's what he says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. He says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." So when we see a commandment that's in the Old Testament and repeated in the New Testament, that's for us. That's something that we need to pay attention to. That's something that God wants as a part of our life. All right, so if we're talking about honoring our mom and dad, honoring our parents, what does honoring our parents look like? Well, honoring our parents means that we love them by obeying them and showing them respect and gratitude. That is kind of what it looks like to honor our parents. Now, I can't say that I was always great at honoring my parents. In fact, I remember one time, my brothers and I had three brothers, and we decided to have a Lego war in our finished basement. And so as boys do, we were making Lego bombs and we were throwing them at each other and people were getting hurt and we thought it was a great time until I seemed to recall this well. I was just about ready to throw a Lego and the overhead light just shattered and glass fell onto the carpet. Now, we don't know who hit that lamp with the Lego, but we knew that this was the day that we were going to die. So my dad came downstairs and he said, "Oh man, who broke the lamp? You know, what happened to the light up here? What's going on?" And of course, we had the opportunity to actually honor him by telling the truth. But we said, "Dad, I don't know. We were just playing with Legos and then the light shattered and now there's glass everywhere." He probably knew the truth, but just didn't want to get into it. So again, honoring our parents is obeying them, respecting them, showing them gratitude, and expressing that love through for them in that way. But there might be some tension here. What if your parents aren't alive anymore? How does this commandment apply to you in that case? Well, I think honoring our parents in that case is thanking God for what he has done through your parents, and maybe even in spite of your parents, remembering God's work through or in spite of what they've taught you. But I was very, very privileged in that I have a legacy that my parents left me, a legacy of faith. And how I can honor my parents is by running my family the way that they ran theirs and showing them honor in raising my children like they raised me. But you might also be thinking, you know what, Mr. Mark, I actually don't live with my mom and dad. You know, my grandparents are raising me, or maybe a neighbor or a family friend. And I know that that is difficult. But God wants us to show honor to the people that are raising us. We have a beautiful picture of that in the Old Testament in the book of Ruth, where Ruth shows honor and respect to her mother-in-law, Naomi. And we would do well to follow her example. But no matter where your mom and dad is, please, please love them. Pray for them. Ask God to come into their life, to show them their need for a Savior. And in so doing, you can honor them. Well, one of the most important things that our parents are called us to do is to protect us from trouble. And that trouble is from the outside as well as from the inside. In fact, outside trouble often comes through people who are far from God, who want to bring sin into our lives and take us far from him. But inside trouble is there too. We have a mind and a heart that oftentimes, way too often, goes in the direction of temptation. And in fact, we embrace temptation and we sin. God has our parents protecting us from the outside and the inside trouble that will lead us far from God. You see, my parents believed this when Jesus said this in John 16:33b. Oh, wait, there's that letter B. So that means we're kind of focusing on the second part of the verse rather than the first. Here's what Jesus said. In this world, you will have trouble. And Jesus knew that that trouble was looking to take us far from him, far from God. But what if your parents are a source of trouble in and of themselves? What if they're bringing decisions into your life or direction into your life that's really causing you pain, that's causing you trouble? Well, ultimately, we need to realize that even if our parents are really good, that God is our place of safety. God is the one that's working his protection through them or in spite of them into our lives. In fact, in Psalm 46:1, it says this, God is our place of safety. He gives us strength. He is always there to help us in times of trouble. Really believe that. Believe that God will protect you. That's a promise that he has made to us in his word. Okay, so what does this protection look like? In order for me to really illustrate this, I need to call up a volunteer. Theo, could you come up here? And let's give Theo a hand. He's going to be our example today. Theo, welcome. All right, I want you to stand like right here, okay? Because I've got something really, really special for you. All right, I think you're going to really dig this. Well, maybe, maybe not. I've got a big bucket of trouble here, okay? And this bucket of trouble is just for you. Well, right now, you're kind of standing here and you really don't have any protection. Maybe you haven't been honoring your parents the way that you should. And, you know, some trouble wants to find you, right? So maybe there's some outside trouble that's coming into your life. Maybe there's a movie that you really want to see. And you're like, Mom, Dad, I really want to see this movie. All my friends are seeing it. And they're like, Theo, I don't think it's a good idea. The movie's got a lot of stuff in it that we don't want in your brain. But you find a way to watch the movie anyway. Theo, trouble has found you, all right? But you're standing there without any protection. Or maybe there's some inside trouble. Maybe you have your Legos all set up the way that you want them, and they're in your room, and you spent hours arranging them, and you said to your sister, do not play with my Legos. I want them exactly the way that they are. you come into your room and your sister is in the middle of the room and your Legos are everywhere. And you know it's going to take you hours and hours to put them back in. And you're thinking, oh, I'm getting really angry. I want to say some things to my sister that I know I shouldn't say, but I'm going to say them anyway. Theo, it hit you. Trouble has found you. I'm the ref. All right, but Theo, here's the deal. I have something that's going to actually help you in this situation. I've got some parental protection for you, all right? I heard that you have been honoring your parents. Here's your protection. All right, this umbrella is the blessings that God gives us, the protection that God gives us as we're honoring our parents. Theo, this is awesome. I heard that you are actually seeking your parents' wisdom as you're making decisions. That's awesome. Because trouble is just going to bounce right off of you. Trouble is not going to find you. Or maybe, Theo, you're actually listening to your parents' instruction. That is amazing. That is an incredible thing. And now you're under their protection. Trouble is nowhere near you. In fact, as this trouble comes at you, you're honoring your parents. And there is protection from both inside and outside trouble. Theo, nice job. You can take a seat. Let's give him a hand. We would do well to seek God's protection, and we would do well to honor our parents in doing so. Well, my parents also believed Jesus when he said this in John 16, 33b. He said, "But be encouraged, I have won the battle over the world." You see, my parents knew that I wasn't equipped. I wasn't interested. I didn't have the strength in and of myself to honor them the way that God wanted me to honor them. And in fact, they knew that I needed not only to trust Christ as the leader of my life and the forgiver of my sins, but also that I needed to rely on him for strength. The Bible is very, very clear. When we accept Christ as our leader and forgiver, then the Holy Spirit comes to live with us. And Christ is an awesome example of this. In fact, in Luke chapter 2, verse 51, Luke writes this, "Then he, Jesus, went back to Nazareth with them, with his earthly parents, and he obeyed them. But his mother kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart." You see, Jesus was in constant obedience to his parents and gave a good example for us to follow as he placed himself under his parents' authority. But Jesus also obeyed his heavenly Father, even when it was rough, even when it was hard to do. In the book of Philippians, which is a letter that Paul wrote to a church in Philippi, it says this. It says, "He, Jesus, appeared as a man. He was humble and obeyed God completely. He did this even though it led to his death. Even worse, he died on a cross." So here is Jesus knowing that even though he's going through something hard, something that was going to cause him great pain, that he was under God's protection. He trusted his Father no matter what. And my parents knew that the Holy Spirit needed to be a part of my life in order for me to honor them in the way that God wanted me to. And in fact, when the Holy Spirit comes to live in our hearts at the moment of our salvation, at the moment when we trust Jesus as our forgiver and as our leader, the Bible says that he begins a relationship with us and he starts to produce something in us like fruit. It is a fruit. Now, we've got some plums on the counter at home that I'm kind of thinking of right now, but that's not the fruit that we're talking about. We're talking about the fruit that the Spirit gives us. In fact, in the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, this is what Paul writes. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." So, which one of us as parents wouldn't love a child full of love, full of joy, peace, patience, and kindness? That sounds like a very great way that we can have the strength that we need to honor our parents. It comes through Jesus. It comes through his Holy Spirit. But I want to leave you with something today, kids. And I'm speaking to myself too. I'm still a child. But if our parents are around, if we are in a situation where we're being raised by somebody who really loves us, why don't we work on thankfulness this week? Wouldn't it blow your mom's mind if she put a dinner in front of you and you said, "Mom, thank you for this dinner. I know that you worked really, really hard on it. And I know that you love me and that's why you did it. It would be like, it would be amazing. Let's work on gratitude this week. That is one of the ways that we can show that we are honoring our mom and dad, our parents. But hey, we need to review our bright idea because this is what we're looking at. This is what we want to leave with here today. And our bright idea is this, that God calls us to honor our parents. Let's say that one more time. God calls us to. Let's pray. God, we want to thank you that you are our source of hope, you are our source of strength, and that you work in our lives for our good. God, you have given us our parents, and I just pray that this week that we would honor them, and in so doing, honor you. Help us to really focus this week on thanking them and or thanking you for what you have done through them. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.